The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
Goosebumps, bro.
And I can tell your wife's still sleeping. That was so weird. Weak sauce.
I'm sorry. I want to go into the weekend with happy.
No. Ruin it right now.
You want me to get murdered?
Do it. Do it, you pussy. And now.
Oh, she's pissed.
just stomping downstairs. Right. Will you shut the F up?
Right. Listen for the 12 gauge. Listen for the 12 gauge. It's coming.
Just going to end it. It's going to be her and
cats. Come
on,
bro. Give me a 12 gauge. Give me a 12 gauge real quick.
You're dead. This is all part of my master plan. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:26. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Good morning. Let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer like strawberry, mango, black cherry. Ooh, they got some good ones, man. They're available now, so go check them up. What do you got for sports, buddy?
Real quick, I got a quick story here for you. And I think, do you have one?
I got a fishing story.
The Carolina Hurricanes making sure they're prepared to play games at the PNC Arena, either without any fans at all or in front of a limited crowd. Come on, just take the limited crowd out of that.
Yeah.
We have multiple plans. We have a task force that we've put in place internally to talk about all of these options. One of them is that when we come back with no fans and how we're going to deal with that. That's what General Manager John Waddell said on a video conference Thursday morning. So playing with fans, without fans, I think it'd be the best interest to play without fans, guys. I think you just chalk that one up as let's try not to have any bad taste in anybody's mouths. We all would love to see an NHL game. We all want to see any kind of sport. I mean, we were watching marble racing a couple weeks ago, for God's sakes. So don't ruin it by putting any fans in there and pissing people off because we want it to last, you know?
I agree. It's just don't. We don't need to push the envelope at this point. I get it. We are all excited. But, you know, if we can just hunker down, get through it, light at the end of the tunnel, it'll be so much better in the long run instead of like, we'll try this. Let's see if we can get a few people in the stands or we'll try it. It's like, no, just stop it. Just wait. Just wait. And then it will be better off in the long run. So anyway.
I agree.
All right. That's hockey news. In fishing news, I thought this was kind of funny. So this, I wouldn't exactly call this, you know, sports news, but, you know, fishing is a sport. A guy in Dubai was fishing from his balcony off his apartment above a canal and actually hooked a fish. Amazingly, he was able to reel the fish over several obstacles and get it through into his apartment window, all without breaking the rules of social distancing. Still getting that fish again, man. I love it.
Hey, that bluegill, is that real or no?
The one you sent me, I didn't actually really look at it. I only scan about half the things you sent me because most of it's just garbage.
I appreciate that. I'm not sending you anything anymore.
Let's see. You just sent me a guy nunchucking on his balcony, so that's what I got to watch out for. let's see. Where's it at?
So there's a guy. Apparently, there's a story going around on Facebook. I think it was in Edwardsburg. Guy caught a near four pound bluegill.
Woo!
And there's a picture of it in his hand.
Dude. Look at that slab.
Dude, it is massive.
It's
a state record, and it beat the last. I think the last record was like 2 pounds or something. It doubled it. So like people are saying it's fake. And the only thing, if it was real, wouldn't it be all over national news? I mean, I guess there's other things that the news are talking about right now, but I think you would hear about it more, wouldn't you?
Maybe. I don't know. Does a record-setting bluegill make headlines over the coronavirus right now? Probably not.
But I mean, look at that thing.
I've seen
it's
some
a dinosaur.
I've seen some fatty bluegills before.
It's not that big.
Maybe not that big, but you look at some of these mounts, you're like, wow, that's a big old bluegill, man. So that'd be delicious. Big old slabs of meat right there.
That thing is a plumper. That is the biggest, fattest fish I ever. That thing has been bowling fish at the bottom of the lake for years. You know, he's been down there just pumping weights, listening to Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, no, it's Fatty McGee.
Breathing hard.
As he's swimming towards the worm. But I like the worm.
I think I got a big one. I got a shark.
God, you know, usually when I go fishing for, you know, panfish and stuff, I got that ultralight. That thing would snap my ultralight in half, bro.
Seriously, though.
Boom.
Yeah, if you guys, our listeners, do yourself a favor. Google it. It's in Edwardsburg. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like near a 4-pound bluegill. And make the judgment for yourself. Is it real? Because the picture is like.
It's really good. It's a really good picture. If it is fake, they did a great job.
They did.
Look up Fatty McGee Bluegill Edwardsburg.
That's your mouth breathing fish. That's using his gills.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.